In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Philistine came out and took his stand for 40 days, morning and evening. Only last month, we were reminded by our Independence Day celebrations of how a ragtag army survived a time that tried men's souls. That colonial army would eventually win a victory, but only after receiving much support from outside, namely the French and Spanish navies. In today's text, we are reminded how the Israelites, that army under Saul, was tested by their enemy, the Philistines. Not only were the Israelites outmatched, but there was one, Goliath, a giant of a man, who was willing to take on the best that the Israelites could find. 40 days he came out, morning and evening. 40 days he tempted God's saints. 40 days he blasphemed the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then David, who had been a courier of supplies and messages, was filled with righteous anger. He took up the challenge on behalf of the Lord. He went out, a ruddy, lissom youth, against a sturdy man of war. David went out with only a staff, a sling, and 5 stones. And yet, it is David who won the victory over this fearsome opponent. Truly, though, it was not David who won the victory. God won the victory through his servant David. David was clothed in God's armor. He took along only the faith that had been given him, a faith derived from the Pentateuch, the Torah, the smooth, seamless word of God. God used David to destroy the one who derided the saints and their God. The glory of that victory belongs to God alone. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by that Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. It is so easy to succumb to temptation when one is hungry, even starving. Even when sated, man often succumbs. Jesus hungered greatly after fasting for 40 days, and he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus won the victory over Satan by relying on his own word, that word which he had spoken through the Spirit unto the prophets. Even though Satan tried to pick holes in his word, to get Christ and his word to contradict each other, yet Jesus taught the true meaning of his words. He taught from a holy faithfulness to the Father and of the promises made within the eternal conversation of the Holy Trinity, and which was then declared from his own mouth. To fulfill all of these promises, Jesus went to the cross to suffer and to die. There he crushed Satan's head through Satan's own choice weapon, namely death. Jesus slew death through his own sacrificial death. Truly, as Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word from God, especially that word of his own merciful death on behalf of sinners. The weapon provided for mankind against Satan is God's word of truth, the seamless, smooth stones fashioned into the sword of the Spirit. It is this very same weapon that Christ used to defeat the devil, which is now given to you. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. Whether male or female, we are all sons of Abraham, for we all believe in Christ as our Lord and Savior. When temptations mount up against us, we sometimes think that God did us no favor by marking us as enemies of Satan in our baptism. Satan's far more powerful than we. Satan is craftier than we could ever dream of being. Satan can decorate even the foulest lie to appear as the purest truth. And in doing that, Satan goes around trying to get the saints to trust in themselves instead of trusting the Heavenly Father, instead of trusting the heavenly birth received in holy baptism. When we trust our own works, no matter how noble they may be, then eventually we are made into cowards, akin to the ones who quaked before Goliath. Those who are pastors, those who train to become pastors, and by extension, those who train the pastors or are in the families of pastors or future pastors, these are the ones who are assaulted all the more by Satan. It is not easy bearing up under such burdensome temptations and assaults of the wicked one, those assaults and temptations which go on and on and on all of our earthly life. Where then can we flee for help? Our help is in the name of the Lord, in Yahweh, in the God who cuts a new covenant with us by sacrificing himself for our forgiveness, by calling us to faith in the water and the word, by feeding us also daily with physical and spiritual food. As God triumphed over Goliath through his beloved servant David, as Jesus, the beloved Son of God, triumphed over Satan in the wilderness, and especially upon the cross, so now he triumphs through us, as his word is preached, and as his sacraments, his mysteries, are used to build up faith in all whom he has called to believe in Christ. Further, the Father has promised in his word that he would provide a final victorious rescue for his saints, for you, when he will deliver you from this evil veil of tears and take you to himself in heaven. Then you will fully experience the final part of the passage quoted from James. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them who love him. So be glad, beloved saints. Rejoice and sing praises, mightiful Te Deums, to the merciful, saving God who has given you his very own victory. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.